Correct.
Now, friends, when you hear this sound, that means to turn the page. One day I waited all morning for Jason to go to the meadow and play. And just as he came by, his mother called down the street, "Uncle Jerry is here, you'll have to play later." I wanted to cry because Jason was my only friend and now I had nothing to do. So I shuffled inside and snuck into Daddy's chair with Harry my cat to think of games to play and people to play them with, but there was none. So I dreamed of faraway people in faraway places. I was sleeping under a shady palm tree when suddenly I woke and found myself in a very warm and beautiful land, but there was still no one that I knew. Then I heard a man singing and walking down the hillside. He saw me and walked toward me. He said, "Hello, my name is Joshua. Why are you so far from town?" I thought to myself, Joshua, I know who this man is. I answered him, "I'm not sure where I am." But Joshua just smiled and said, "Come, my friend, and travel with me. It's not good to be alone." As we traveled along, Joshua told me stories about how his father had brought his people to this land. Joshua said that he went on a special trip for his father, and now he was going home. We had to camp for the night, so Joshua gave me food and thanked the Lord for his goodness that day. When the sun came up, Joshua and I asked the Lord to bless us on our trip home today. As we started on our way, I pointed to something glowing straight ahead, and suddenly it became bigger and brighter. We heard a loud voice.
"Joshua, don't be afraid. I am the Lord your God. Follow me. Follow me to Gibeon. My people there must be saved from their enemies. Go there and fight the battle in my name, and I shall give you the victory."
And Joshua said, "My Lord and God of my fathers, I shall obey you." I was so afraid, but Joshua told me the Lord was good and would protect us. When we arrived home, Joshua called the people to hear the Lord's words. So off to the battle we went to do what the Lord had said. Happy is the man or woman, boy or girl, that loves and obeys the Lord. Joshua taught me the ways of the Lord. He also showed me how our God takes care of his people and loves them very much. As Joshua and I rested in the beautiful meadow, I fell asleep. And the next thing I knew, I was back home. There I was again in Dad's chair, waking up from that wonderful dream. I was so happy that I jumped up and ran out of the house to tell Mom about Joshua and I. When I saw the little boy standing by my gate, he had a plane just like mine. Then I remembered how Joshua became my friend, even when I saw him for the very first time. I wanted to show him the love Joshua and my Heavenly Father had shown me. And before I could say a word, he said, "Hello, my name is Amriel. Now, friends, turn over and let's join in the song, Joshua and I."